Welcome to the I Lead Podcast, a podcast dedicated to developing you into the leader that can lead in any room. Your host and guide is Dr. G. Vincent Dudley, Sr. Dr. Dudley is a leader of leaders. He has his Ph.D. in organizational leadership. He earned his Doctor of Ministry with a focus on entrepreneurship and church planting. He is a John Maxwell Associate Trainer and an adjunct professor for strategic leadership at North Central University. Dr. Dudley retired from the Air Force as a lieutenant colonel. He has started several businesses, but his greatest achievement is that of founding senior pastor of New Life, one of the fastest-growing churches in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Let's join Dr. Dudley and co-host Jeffrey II for another instructional, inspirational, and informative session.
Well, I listener leaders and listeners, man, I am so excited today. You want to talk about leadership? You want to talk about how someone takes an issue and then leads in a community? That's what we're going to talk about. Let me just tell you a little bit about Dr. Marty K. Casey. She's featured on the cover of the St. Louis Business Journal, one of 25 top most influential businesswomen in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Presidential Lifetime Achievement Award from President Biden. I almost said Obama. That would have been okay, too.
Yes.
And she is an actor, an activist, but more than all of that, she's a leader. And I want you to hear from her as to how you lead in the community and beyond. Welcome, Dr. Casey. Welcome to I Lead Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me today, Bishop Dudley. It is truly an honor to be here with you.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to jump right into it. You know, when we look at it, you have acted in a one woman's production in front of AARP. One of the largest not-for-profits in our country. You have acted all over and presented all over, principally in the Midwest, but then beyond that. I want to know, how do you look at going from actress to activist to leader?
Wow. Well, let me say this. It's interesting how you just put that. How do I go from one to the other to the next? How about I infuse everything that God has allowed me to do into what I do right now. Mm-hmm. When I started out as being an actress, if you will, it came from a place of the gifts and the talents that was embedded in me. And I began to tap into as a child. And what I realized is that I had a passion for those things. I actually started off singing professionally before anything. And so through the arts, that's been my saving grace, because I had experienced some childhood trauma. And so that was my happy place. That's where I would go in and begin to, have child play with my dolls. And I discovered that I could write. And I was doing skits. Of course, I didn't know that's what it was called, but that's exactly what was developing from the inside. And the singing really just became my place of refuge. And so from that, so I think about that. I chose to do those things. That's what I gravitated to. Activism chose me. Activism was a thing where I was in places and positions, and I saw some things happening that I knew was not of justice. It was not fair. And I had a voice. I wasn't scared of the stage. I wasn't scared to get on the mic and say something, rally people up and say, hey, we're going to sing a few Negro spirituals. I'm going to teach y'all some things real quick. And we're going to march from the dorm rooms on up to the classrooms. And we're going to let them know that, yes, Dr. King's holiday should be observed here on my university campus. And we as blacks and whites coming together, they're taking our money, and then we should be able to take back our voice and say, this is something we stand for together. And so activism was one of those things. It found me. And then when the unrest of Ferguson happened, just 10 minutes from where I live, I knew then that, Marty, you're not new to this. You've seen this injustice before, and you've seen the power of voice when you can rally some people together and give them some tools and techniques of how to hold on and how we can express ourselves in a positive way to make an impact. And so when I look at what I do now with my position, I'm now operating from a place of purpose with Ungun Institute. And that is me infusing all of those things. And I called myself, I coined a word, Bishop, which is activist. That's really who Dr. Marty is. I'm an activist. So everywhere that I go, anything that I do, you're going to see the art in it. If you think about my name is M-A-R-T-Y. Art is even in my name. So I was born in the purpose of infusing art to be able to have a voice to make a difference.
The confluence of one's voice and knowing how to then use it to move people is artistic. And when you then use that to then move people to Ungun, tell the leaders that are listening and watching, what's Ungun?
Well, you know, Ungun is many things. And so I want to keep it very, very brief. I'm going to just simply say this. Have you ever eaten anything that has upset your stomach? And you like, you know what? I got to get this out of me. I have to regurgitate this. This has to be removed. And from the moment that you did that, even though the action of regurgitating may not have been the prettiest and the best way of getting that toxic food out of your system, but you understood that your stomach was going to continue to hurt if you didn't. Well, that's what Ungunning is from a mental aspect. There's some things that we've taken in mentally and we're holding on to, and it's making us sick. And the process of being able to go through the method of ungunning allows those things to come out of your system so that you won't be mentally ill from holding on to things you don't need that serves you no purpose, because that food cannot digest.
The food nor the cosmic chaos.
Come on.
That has taken our community. And Ungun speaks to this traumatic things that are happening. Can you speak more to what that means when we talk about trauma in our community? PTSD, if you will. I'm retired military Air Force chaplain. You know, post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Yes.
When we put all of that together, can you share more with what that means to upchuck that traumatic situations that we are in?
It's a mental freedom that a lot of us have not been able to experience yet. This method that I have been able to create, when you speak about it from a place of our community and our culture, I would have to say that we have not always necessarily had the opportunity of having the same tools and techniques to be able to assist and work for us in the manner that other cultures have. And so I was able to create something that I wish I had available to me when I was going through some of my deepest traumas as a child. And from that, that development and doing the research and working with trauma doctors, as well as the other individuals who lend their stories of real things that have happened traumatically and what they've had to do to come out of it and survive it, that is how we've been able to create the method of Ungun. And so I'm excited about that. But when you ask about what that feels like and what that does, it truly is. It's a place and it's a freedom that everybody should have an opportunity and have the blueprint to be able to get to. I can't begin to tell you when I have had a bad day. Now, I'm never going to sit here and tell you bad things have not happened to me. And I'm never going to tell you that I'm not concerned about some things that I might be going through. But in terms of it landing on me in an emotional way where I can't control my emotions, or I can't come out of that traumatic tornado. I haven't had days like that because I use the tools and techniques. If you will, Bishop, let me give you a quick example. This is a real story. I was on the back of a jet ski and on the back of the jet ski with a guy at this particular time. And he was driving it so recklessly. We fell off of it and the jet ski flew up in the air and it plunged in the water and we plunged in the water and I can't swim. In that instant, I can't begin to tell you the panic that I had, the trauma that I felt, but it happened so fast from the time when my eyes was open, when I plunged in the water, I could even see the fish and all the stuff underneath it. But I then the life jacket plunged me back up and now I'm bobbing in the water. And as I realized, oh my goodness, I cannot swim. I'm going to drown. I heard the voice of the Lord said, no, you won't, because that is the reason you have on a life jacket. You still can't swim. You didn't know you was going to plunge in the air and on this jet ski, but you had a tool, a very small tool to save your life. That's what ungun is. Trauma has no race, no face, or no place. I don't care who you are. There are some things you may experience in your life, but if you can get these tools and techniques and have them on in advance, it won't take you under. You will not drown from the trauma. You too can be saved by the ungun life jacket. That's who we are and that's what we do.
Where do you do this?
Well, we do workshops. We have workshops with businesses, with individuals and companies and schools. And we do it everywhere, wherever there are hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. Healed people, heal people, healed people, heal people. See, that's the part we forgot to insert. And artistically, I added that. See, I heard that all my life, hurt people. My great grandmother said that statement, but that's it. Is that where we leave it? No. Healed people, heal people. So we have to be in business right now, Bishop, to be able to create these methods and these formulas to help our people heal. Because what? The living is in the healing.
The living is in the healing. And when I hear that, I think of you saying that, hey, I am a transformational trauma coach.
Oh, I'm a coach. Yes, correct.
Coach me.
Ah, come on, come on. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you a couple of things. And these are simple things. And let me tell you why it's so simple. This is what, first, I want to say this to you. COVID happened, right? Right. How many lies did COVID claim? Ooh, I can't even keep up with the number of how many lives we lost due to COVID.
It's 1 million.
1 million. But what was the three simple things that they said if we did, it could possibly decrease the chances of us dying from COVID? The three simple things. Do you remember those, Bishop?
Well, I'm going to try. I hope I don't flunk in front of everybody.
Let me go.
I think it's if you wear a mask, if you keep your distance, and if you get the shot.
So that was close. And that's really good. The shot was not one of them. The three simple things they said, wear a mask, social distance, and wash your hands often. Remember those were the three simple things that they told us to do.
But did I pass the,
You passed. Okay. I'm giving you right. extra credit. I'm giving you extra credit because you threw in getting the shot and that's important too. So the bottom line was that those were simple things. You mean those three simple things could keep me from possibly dying? Well, it's simple stuff. When chaos is already complicated, hurt and pain is complicated, trauma is complicated. So we have to make sure that the tools and techniques are simple. So I had to share that with you first so that you don't, no one listening will sit in a place of judgment and go, how can that really help me? And I'm dealing with all of this. I'm telling you, try it. I dare you to try it. The first thing I want to teach you, before you react to anything, Bishop, moving forward, you do this simple thing. Stop, breathe, and think. Take a pause for the cause, or maybe take a pause before the chaos. See, because it's easy to get into the storm of that energy field that's being created, and you jump right on in. But if you stop and you breathe and you think, it resets your brain so that you can now decrease the chances of making the wrong choice that adds to that energy field versus you being able to break away from it and create a more positive one to save yourself. That's the first simple thing. The second simple thing I want to share with you, I keep these on my desk, and I know those listening can't see, but these are like some just really some little colorful sheets of paper. Every day I'll sit at my desk and I will write something that I need to dump. Just to show you, I mean, they're all over my office here, because dumping allows me to take it out of my brain, place it somewhere. So I'm fooling my brain, if you will, saying you don't have to remember and hold on to this, because I don't want that one thing standing in the way of me being able to function and get these things done today. So I'm going to help my brain to dump this by writing it out on a piece of paper and placing it somewhere. But I don't want my brain on overload all day thinking about that one thing. What is it you need to dump today, Bishop? Write it down. Take it out of your system and place it somewhere else. That simple manipulation of saying you don't need to think about it all day will give you some freedom from holding on to something that's unnecessary to give attention to. Because that's the way the brain operates. It will keep recalling something and recalling something until you ungun it. This is a way to simply ungun it.
If you want more teaching like this to increase your ability to lead, to have influence, to make a difference, solve problems, build teams, and know who you are as a leader, then go to iLeadAcademy.com. .net and get even more teaching like this.
Well, that's all the 50 Cent words that just says it's ungun, baby, just ungun.
Just ungun. And we have to keep it simple so that from the little child all the way up to our elderly will be able to do this. When we were little, remember they said if your body catch a fire, your clothes catch a fire, to stop, drop, and roll. We still remember that function, to stop, drop, and roll. Well, I just need you to stop, breathe, and think. Stop, breathe, and think before you react. Just giving yourself that pause will allow you to reset. How many times people say, oh, he just made me angry. And then as soon as they get angry, they flare up and what they do, they take in a breath and they never let it out. And it goes into all of that panic. You have to be able to get through that, cut through that chaos. See, because that's your inner system. That's your mind, body, and spirit. Now, they're all reacting differently for a different reason. Like you said, the mind is trying to recall what you would normally do, and it's sending a signal to the body to react this way. And then the spirit is like all back in the emotions. Well, wait a minute. I just can't hardly take this. So you have that. That's the chaos.
It's the chaos. And also what happens, too, is that anger is... it's not just an emotion, it is a physical adrenaline high. And if you don't redirect it, it will then, you have to ungun it, you know, as you would say, or it will absolutely take effect. This morning, in our midweek morning prayer, the day of this recording, First Lady and I prayed about either being in the spirit or in your flesh, that you've got to be in the spirit. And if you sow in the spirit, you'll reap in the spirit. If you sow in the flesh, if you don't ungun, you'll get more of what you sowed in. It's an axiom. It's a truth. Whatever you plan into, that's exactly what's going to grow. Now, when we look at this, and I'm sure if you've not read the book, I'm sure you are reading it or going to read it, Viola Davis' book.
Oh,
And now, you know, she has a movie out and all. And she talks about all of the trauma of her past.
Her childhood, yeah.
And her childhood was just stamped with one negative thing after another after another.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see her pulling on that as she acts out. I often wonder in Fences when she is so engaged, and when Denzel comes up and talks about how, you know, he's done this and he doesn't want to strike out and he's gone through life. And her response is, "You're not the only one that's given everything." And her emotions and everything, you know, you can't help but cry yourself. She is literally ungunning.
She's ungunning. And let me tell you why you cried along with her. Because trauma is transferable. And so is healing. See, when you're seeing someone emotionally pour out in that manner and your spirit connects with them, try the spirit by the spirit, then emotionally what they're feeling, you are now entering into a trauma bond.
No, Dr. Marty, let me be the pastor. You just be.
But wait, I have to share this, Bishop.
Go ahead.
You mentioned her movie too, and I pulled this up. I wanted, because I was in the movie theater last night, and I pulled my phone out to take this note because it's right on target with the work that we do. In the movie, her character said, "We are a warrior people. We hold power in our minds." I need everyone listening somehow, write that somewhere and remember that. If I could translate that a little bit, because the word warrior may even concern or scare someone. So I want to just say this. You can survive anything. I don't care what it is you dealing with. You can survive anything. Because a warrior mentality says, I'm going to win on the other side of this. And if you truly know and you have faith and you understand, the power comes from what you believe in your mind. I tell young men all the time that I work with that's on their way to jail, or I've ungunned individuals at the juvenile detention center. And this young man was 17 going before the courts about to be tried as an adult. And I said to him, I said, listen, I don't know what your sentence is going to be on tomorrow when you go before the judge, but I want you to remember this. They can only lock up your body. Your mind is still free.
That's
and
good.
As long as you can remember that, you go in and you feed your spirit with the word of God. Get in the Bible. You feed your mind with all of the educational classes that they offer you. You sign up for them and you take them out. As many as you can take, you take them. And whatever it is that you can find somewhat nutritious in that place, you eat it so that the body can still function and be well. And whenever you get out in terms of the calendar and the time, remember the only thing that was locked up was your body, never your mind.
Malcolm Little went in prison and came out Malcolm X. The word says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. The word says, have this mind in you that is also in Christ.
Come on, Bishop. All right.
This mind. And if we press even further, the Greek, they dichotomize us in three ways. And so when we tend to think of the mind as over here, Hebrew puts it together as a whole. So when we talk about the mind in the New Testament, we tend to want to dichotomize into three parts. But in the Old Testament, it is of one. There is no separation there is just a wholeness. To speak to what you're saying, the mind of me, the thought of me, the heart of me is all of me.
Ah, see, and that's what we're ungunning, and that's what we're saving, the whole body.
Exactly.
The whole body. It's not one or the other. It's not, it's the whole body that we have to ungun. We have to save. We have to feed. We have to lead the whole body.
When the lepers were delivered, the one that came back and said thanks was made whole. So in the gratefulness of in our community, and remember that was the Samaritan, the rejected one, but after receiving, became thankful, became whole. And then that's what has to happen in our walk. You know, that whole piece is, that's what I hear you saying with respect to the ungunning. I have not had a bad day.
I have not.
I'm going to be thankful by unloading stuff. Is that what ungunning is?
That's what it is. Because listen, we can't change what happened to us.
No.
The past is the past. We can't change that, but we can change how we feel about it. I refuse to give energy to something I cannot change. I refuse to give energy to something that I know what could be on the other side, because I've experienced that before and here I am again and I know what the outcome is. So let me just continue on down this journey and do what I need to do in a place of joy and happiness. See, when the enemy can steal our joy, and I'm not trying to be in your lane again, Bishop, but I'm just saying, when he can steal our joy, really what he's done, he's basically said that I'm going to hijack your faith.
Right. Right.
And that faith is what really keeps us on the journey of no matter what it is we're experiencing. I know the same situation that I was in last year when I went through that and I was hurting from when I lost a loved one, and here I'm losing a loved one again. Well, I made it from that. This still hurts, but I'm going to make it. I will still be able to press forward. I was on the phone when my father took his last breath. I was at the feet of my grandmother, pregnant with my daughter, rubbing my grandmother's feet when she took her last breath. I was in the room when my great grandmother took her last breath. Death does not scare me. My faith tells me that in spite of those I love, and as I cry and as I ungun my emotional feelings of the connection that I have with these individuals, my faith tells me I still got something to do.
When you know that you have something to do, and if you were going to formalize it and tell someone, this is how I do this, my leadership style is.
My leadership style. Oh, wow. That's a really good question. I have to think about that. What is my leadership style is really leading from a place of knowing what I have been through. I can now lead someone else to the water because I know where the water well is. And so I lead by my own personal experience. That's how I lead. And as a matter of fact, Bishop, that's such a good question, because people wonder often, like, how can I be a trauma coach and they're calling me more than maybe even some other individuals who help, are able to help others in a more structured way and academia way? It's because what they are attached to or attracted to in me is the fact that they know Marty been through this, or Marty has someone on her team that's been through this, and I know and I believe they will be able to help me.
this is what I want to do. I will not charge you one dime for this. I want to give you your leadership style. So the next time you ask this,
okay, come
your,
on,
your leadership, this is how I lead. I am a transformational leader. And here are the antecedents or the axioms or the particular variables of a transformational leader.
Okay.
They idealize. They idealize. People look to them because they are able to idealize what could be. Mm. They are inspirational because they inspire people. Then they are individualized because what they speak to in people, they now see, I can be fully who I believe I can be. And then they're intellectualized because they now bring the intellect and cause people to think beyond what they really are currently thinking. That is the official transformational definition of a transformational leader.
Teach.
Next time you tell them and you say, I'm
well, a ask me again, leader. Bishop, come on so I can get my so I can pass my test. Ask me again. Come on with it. Come on, ask the question.
That's what I hear. If I could just say that prophetically, that's what I hear, transformational leader.
Okay, well, ask me the question so they can hear me say it. I need practice. Okay.
Dr. Marty Casey, what is your leadership theory or your leadership style?
That is such a profound and amazing question. I have been asked this before, and I would have to say to you that I am a transformational leader, and I am so grateful that Bishop Dudley helped me to understand this, and I completely agree by the definition of what transformational leader means. And I thank him and I thank you again for the question today. That's the actress in me, but I receive it. Bishop, listen, that is so good. We just did a workshop at another large church here in the St. Charles area, another wonderful, wonderful pastor. And he said he brought me up in front of his congregation after we ungunned 12 of his leaders in his church. We had a 2-day workshop with him. He says, I am getting ready to introduce you all to a lady, he says, and I'm going to say this to you. I'm trying to paraphrase how he said it. He said, if you're looking for basically, oh gosh, how did he say it? He says, if you're looking for oh my gosh, I'm trying to tell it to you. I can't even remember. But the bottom line is he was saying credentials. He says, if you're looking for credentials, you may need to go ahead and keep looking, and good luck with that. He says, but if you're looking for results, I am getting ready to introduce you to someone I personally can say to you has delivered.
Wow.
And he brought me in front of the congregation. And I'm going to say this. We called. I was able to ask if anyone going through something right now. In the right now moment, you may be dealing with something that's too heavy for you to continue to carry. I want you to come forward. I knew 2 or 3 people would probably come forward. Half the church came down, Bishop, wow. Half the church, because that is the reality of what we're dealing with right now. That's what we're experiencing. People have come through COVID. The gun violence is rising. We in wars all around the world, not just the one with Russia and Ukraine. That's the one they're advertising or putting in the media. But we have wars playing out everywhere. And so people are hurting. These are the hurt people we're talking about. But we have to make time and take time to give them space and a place to heal. I so commend you and the calling that's on your life and you saying yes to to the purpose of your life and being in that space, in that place, and making it available for people to be able to come to you to be healed. And I will continue to usher them there. But if you need my help in any kind of way to come and help people experience that ungun experience, it's only going to free them and make them better leaders up under your leadership umbrella. So I thank you. I just thank you so
much. Oh, wow. Well, I get that. And I see that. And I can see where I can use that for sure. We're having our summit coming up and everything is laid out now. But when our next summit come up, you're going to have to come and ungun some folk. Because what I see clearly is by me stop, by me thinking, by me writing down the things
stop,
that
breathe I breathe and think. You left out the breath. You got to stop, breathe, and think. It's three things. Stop, breathe, and think.
Breathe and think.
Yes.
And when I breathe, I bring in the Ruha or the Pneuma, the spirit of the living God.
My.
Stop, breathe, and think. Mm-hmm. And it causes me to reset. I got it. Now, you know what? We are at the very end here, and I hope I lead listeners and those who are watching as well are grabbing what it means to ungun, to come through trauma and how to make it through trauma.
Yes.
On the other side, to be the before and the after, to see yourself as the after and not the before. I want to ask you this question that everybody has to answer.
Sure.
Everybody has to answer. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody got to answer this one question, Dr. Marty, and that is, how do you lead in any room you find yourself in?
I lead from a place of understanding that I'm going to show up and simply just be me. That's how I lead. Anything less than that, anything more than that, takes me out of the scope of how God wants to use me. I have to show up and just be me. Nothing less than, nothing more than. And that's what allows me to be my best leader.
Let me give you a second leadership theory then. That's called authentic leadership.
I'm being authentic. But if you notice, everything that I do or not say, I try to keep it at a level where anybody can understand what I'm saying. Yes, authenticity is truly the greatest value I believe an individual can hold. But if you don't remember the word authentic, just remember to just be you. That's why that you is a part of our logo. Keep it simple. That's a U, and that's the word art, A-R-T, with a paintbrush hanging out with a teardrop coming from the paintbrush. Because the tools that you need and the tools that you can use to survive anything, you was already born with it. Those gifts and talents you was born with. We just have to ungun anything that you can't use. Add more of the artistic you that's inside of you. Let go of the emotion from the teardrop. Let it out. And now show up and you can be a leader. Mm. You are leading now from a space and a place of you knowing what you have survived. And somebody else that may go through the same thing as you, you can now tell them how to get to the other side. All of us have the capabilities of being a leader, but some of us forget how to lead.
Art is also found in Dr. Marty, as well as being a leader. No matter where you are, what you're doing, who you are, God has positioned us to lead. And what you've gone through, what I hear you say, what you've gone through is part of your leadership development.
It is. It is. Oh,
well, do you have any last things to share?
I do. I want to share one quick thing.
This is
a tool I want to leave with everyone. I want everyone to incorporate this into their day.
Okay.
This is a technique that we call 314. Now, I live on the St. Louis side. I know you wish I called it 618, but it is 314. And that's because that's the area code, right? But there's a purpose behind this. Three times a day, I want you to choose to do one self-care activity for 4 minutes each. Just for four quick minutes. Three times a day, pour into yourself, choosing one activity that could be reading, could be getting up, dancing, listening to some music. It could be meditation. It could be prayer, affirmation, whatever it is that you choose. But it has to be for self-care purposes only, and do it for 4 minutes. As soon as that 4 minutes is up, stop. The reason is that, again, we are retraining the brain so that quickly it can get you the energy, the positive energy that you need to be able to surge yourself up into a positive energy form. When trauma hits, we don't have all day to try to get control of ourselves. But if you've been making small deposits inside of yourself, now when trauma hits, it has something to pull from. Your mind, body, and spirit can't pull from something that's empty. So you have to be able to pour inside yourself three times a day, one small happy activity. For 4 minutes each, it will change your life. You want to know why I'm happy and I smile through it all? 314 is my go-to. As they say, that's my jam. I want it to be your jam, Bishop. 314.
It's going to be my jam.
You see what I'm saying? Shut the door to the office of the church and put a note out there and say, I'm doing a 314 right now. Be back with y'all in 4 minutes.
Wow.
Take that time out for yourself. Watch what happens.
Wow. Wow. You sow into the spirit, and from the spirit you will reap. That's what 314 is. I thank you, Dr. Marty Casey. You have been, oh my God, an inspiration to our listeners and our followers. Please, if you're in the metropolitan area of St. Louis or any area, I want you to check out Ungun, and look to make sure that your organization can be Ungun. All of our organizations can be Ungun, and reach out to Dr. Casey. Thank you so much for being a guest on our iLead.
Thank you. And they can find us at ungoninstitute.com.
After listening to today's podcast, I'm sure you're ready to be a leader in any room. To learn more about how to become the leader you are called to be, enroll today in iLeadAcademy.net. Until next time, remember, with iLead, you can be the leader in any room.